This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Catherine Carroll. Chris Sale improved to 13-4, and Rafael Devers banged out his first big league homer as the Red Sox ended a four-game losing streak 4-0 in Seattle. Didi Gregorius and Todd Frazier homered for the Yankees in a 9-5 win that completes a two-game sweep of the Cincinnati Reds. Manuel Margot hit a two-run homer, and Lewis Torrens added a two-run triple that put the Padres ahead 6-1 in the third inning of a 6-3 triumph over the Mets. The United States men's soccer team has earned its sixth CONCACAF Gold Cup title and the first since 2013. Jordan Morris scored in the 88th minute to give the Americans a 2-1 win over Jamaica in the final at Santa Clara, California. Josie Altidore's goal on a 28-yard free kick in the 45th minute opened the scoring, but the U.S. needed Morris's 14-foot blast to extend its unbeaten streak to 14 games under coach Bruce Arena. In NFL news, the Jets have claimed wide receiver kick returner Lucky Whitehead 2 days after the Cowboys cut him, following a shoplifting charge that proved to be a case of mistaken identity. A man used Whitehead's identity to steal $40 worth of food and drink from a Virginia convenience store in June. And in NHL news, the Boston Bruins have avoided salary arbitration with Ryan Spooner by working out a one-year package worth over $2.8 million. Spooner had 11 goals and 39 points in 78 games last season before becoming a restricted free agent. Public opposition is growing against the planned induction of former football star Michael Vick into the Virginia Tech Sports Hall of Fame. The Roanoke Times reports that two online petitions at change.org had received more than 90,000 combined signatures against the September induction. The university in Blacksburg has continued to defend its recent decision, noting that some believe Vic is the greatest athlete in school history. The former NFL Pro Bowl quarterback served 19 months in federal prison on 2007 dogfighting convictions. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.